What a privilege and honor this morning to have one of the newest second lieutenants in the Air Force read our scripture this morning. Can we congratulate Rayanne? And not only was she commissioned as a second lieutenant yesterday, but as I understand, she received the Distinguished Graduate Award, which is the top 10% of 2,400 commissionees across the nation, and she was the only one from her detachment. Rayanne, we are so proud of you. And as I also understand, on a similar note, Donna, when is Opal's graduation? Tuesday, Opal will be graduating from, and what is it called?
A special school.
Learning to control planes by computer, yes? So congratulations to Opal that will be graduating Tuesday out in Arizona, and then later this month we'll be heading back to finish her detachment in, or her assignment in northern Japan. And so for our Air Force women, ones for all the young girls in our church to be looking up to, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. So our flower arrangements are in honor of Rayanne and her commissioning from her family, as well as graduating with her bachelor's in science in cellular and molecular degree from Cal State Dominguez Hills. And so congratulations on your graduation as well. You can clap. We also have a donation of the Stillman Sawyer Service Center food basket given in honor of Gary Wolverton for his birthday today by his family. So happy birthday, Gary. A few announcements for you this morning. First of all, if you may have noticed, there is a blue sheet of paper in your bulletin and a white card. This is very important, because as we have Pastor Jacob that will be arriving in just weeks, we would like Pastor Jacob to get to know the people of this congregation and to get to know who we are as a church. And so, oops, that's upside down. So the blue sheet lets you know on one side of the card, if you can please put information about yourself, your name, your preferred way to be contacted by the pastor, whether that's a home phone number, a cell phone number, an email address, pigeon carrier, however it might be, to put it on there, and then some things for the pastor to know about you. These are all gonna get put into an alphabetical file so he can slowly be reading and knowing who people are and adding notes as he wishes. And then on the back of the card, also very important, put what you really love and value about our church. This is gonna be the best way for Pastor Jacob to get the widest amount of information about what is important about this church for him to know. And so if you did not grab a bulletin, like I know some couples, they just grab one per person, at the welcome table there are more blue cards or blue sheets with white cards. So if you can get that filled out, and then starting next week we will have a basket to be able to put those in. And so please, please, please help Pastor Jacob to get to know the wonderful, beautiful, and amazing people of Torrance First through these cards. Next, an announcement to be reminded, as I mentioned last week, we have a special charge conference this Wednesday at 6 p.m. on my Zoom. Just to let you know, the only order of business is the nomination of Marshall Jones to be added to the SPRC committee for the remainder of the year 2022, and to be able to be the chair through the end of this year. That's all we have permission for to take care of in that meeting. So if we open the meeting and everybody says, yes, we agree with this, we could be closing it in about 2 minutes time. So it'll be a fast meeting to be able to take care of that. So 6 p.m. on Zoom. All church folks invited. And then the last announcement for this week, wanting to let you know that the service for Ruth McConnell, our beloved sister who passed last week, her service will be this Saturday at 2 p.m. here in our sanctuary. And my little tidbit piece of information that I want to share with you, Ruth sharing through Bible study, I knew that she had taught in Indonesia and Australia, but through her obituary learned that she also taught in Venezuela and Colombia, as well as Illinois, North Carolina, and Texas. My goodness, what an adventurer. And so for 97 years of a full life lived and lived to the fullest, we celebrate Ruth McConnell and give thanks for her. And we will be celebrating her this Saturday at 2. We would like to give a big thank you to one of our specially gifted members, Steve Stevens, who took care of the big task of auditing our books for 2021. And so, Steve, we want to give you a thanks and praise for the gift of numbers that you have. All right, two prayer requests this morning. The first coming in from Victor Uy for Frocti Bolado, who is a good friend of the Legospi family, who passed away this morning from cancer. And so we give thanks for the life and love of Frocti, and we pray for the family and friends that grieve. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And then the other one I wanted to lift was hearing on Friday that Faith Taylor, that is Lowell Taylor's wife, is being put on hospice care where she lives at the Stony Brook. Sunnyside. Thank you, Sherry. At Sunnyside over on Vermont. And so for Faith Taylor and special prayers for our brother Lowell, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And with that, I invite us to go to God in prayer this morning. Almighty God, on Pentecost, we remember the power of the Holy Spirit that didn't come as a whisper, didn't come stealthily, didn't come unnoticed, but came with all of your magnitude and all of your might. And this morning we pray that that magnitude and might will be felt not only here in our worship this morning as we tell the story and sing the songs and remember what happened, but that your Holy Spirit with all its power will show up today and the days to come all around our world where we are hurting and suffering in so many ways. But we know that there's power in your Holy Spirit to heal, power in your Holy Spirit to bring peace, power in your Holy Spirit to unite people that are divided, power in your Holy Spirit to do all things. May you help us to be the vessel of your Holy Spirit, to help be a part of these miracles and this might, so that you will be felt, so that change will be made, and so that lives will be better because of the teamwork that we have with you. For all of this, Lord, we pray, as we lift to you the prayer of all disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now I invite all of you as a response to God's presence in our prayers to pass the peace of Christ to those around you, the peace from my heart to yours, if you will pass it now.